If you test it, says Rabbi Shimon Poitim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you Poitim, Shimon Poitim is who? Rashi says, why? The Shnei Tumas Ninu. I'll call Chodah v'Chodah, Kenisam, and each time he went in, you could say, Shvil Zeru Atom. Each time he went in, it's a suffix by itself, and each one we have a right maybe to say, that road was torn. Zilkech, therefore, Leki Yediyah Vadoyis Petchilam. There's no Vada Yediyah to say the person knows for sure he was Tomei before he went to the Beis Hamikdash. And that's the locho of a Tumas Mikdash, Binyan Yediyah Betchilam. You have to have Yediyah, the Pshat is you have to first know that you were Tomei. And then you forget that you're Tomei, you're going to the Beis Hamikdash. And later you remember. But if you never had a Yediyah of Adoyas that you were Tomei, you're Potter from the Korban, Oilu B'Yerud. Therefore, Shimon says here in this last case, you're Potter in a Korban. Because each time you went in, you did not have a Vada Yediyah that you were Tomei. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Potter B'Kulut. He also killed your Potter from all of them. Mishum Rabbi Shimon, then Rabbi Shimon. Pasidu B'Kamais, even in the first case also. Even though he went down both roads, still, he holds that you're potter from the korban. The question is why? Some Rava says, Chokav Amayaskino, we're talking about over here, Lakur Tzakasha, how could you be potter even in the first case? The first case was where this one person went down the first road, then he went down the second road. So who the person like knows for sure he's coming now? And then he goes into the base of Migdish, how could you say he's potter from the korban? So Mar says, Amarav Chokav Amayaskino, we're talking about over here, Chokav Amayaskino, could go in Sholach Birishan. He went down the first road. At the time when he went down the second road later, Shochach, the person forgot, Shochach Barishan, that he went down the first road. So the Kitzim is going down the second road, he does not know for sure that he's Tomei. And then he went into the Beis Hamikdash, so he never knew really for sure that he was Tomei. Overall, please, here's the Machlokes over here. That Tanakamis of our Mixas Yediyah Kiyediyadami. A Mixas Yediyah, that's also considered like Yediyah. Here, Lamaisi, you have a suffix whether you were Tomei or not. That's also called like Yediyah to know that you're Tomei. For Rabbi Shimon Sover, no, Mixas Yediyah, Lav Kediyah Dami. That's not called Yediyah. The fact that you only know a suffix that you're Tomei or not, that's not called like Yediyah's Tumah. That's why Rabbi Shimon holds your potter from the carbon. And Tanakama holds, no, that's enough of Yediyah to say that Yechayiv, that's called the Vada Yediyah. Suffix Yediyah is like the Vada Yediyah. Now, Ma, what would you say before? Holach Barishon, this one person went down the first road. Again, there were two roads there. One had a mace buried there, one did not. We did not know which road, we forgot. Now, this person went down the first road. V'nichnas, he went to the Beis Hamikdash. But v'hizo v'tovo, he was metayer himself. He had a zot in the mechat, as in the mikvah. So he's vadi tohor now. Then, Holach Barishon, he walked down the second road. V'nichnas, then he went into the Beis Hamikdash. Here it says Chayiv, is Chayiv a Korban. The question is, am I Chayiv? How can you say Chayiv? Holei Hevel Lo Yediyah. You do not know for sure that you were Tomei. You went down the first road. But then you went to the Mikvah. So it's part, and then you went down the second road, and you went to the Beis Hamikdash. So each time, you never knew before you went in that you were Vadei Tomei. The first road, maybe that road was torn. By the time you go down the second road, maybe the first road was the road that was Tomei, and you already went to the mikvah, so you told, so why you chayiv a korban? I do not have a yediyah. And on this, Amar Rosh Lakish says, Hamani Rabbi Shmuel, I'll tell you this mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, the what the loyboy yediyah v'tchila, the according to Rabbi Shmuel, do not have to have a yediyah to know that you are badei tomei before you go into the Beis Hamikdash. It's enough that later, after you come out of the Beis Hamikdash, now you remember that you were tomei. You do not have to have a yediyah before you go in. That's where Rosh Lakish answers. Rabbi Yechon says no. That Afilu Temer Rabbanim, if you want to say, goes according to Rabbanim. I'll tell you, Kan also Sofik Yediyah Ki Yediyah. Here we made a Sofik Yediyah like Yediyah. So I call upon him, this is the serum. Here Rabbi Yechon holds that a Sofik Yediyah is called like Yediyah. And before in the last part we say, no, Rabbi Yechon holds that a Sofik Yediyah is not called Ki Yediyah. And here Rosh Lakish, that before said Sofik Yediyah is Ki Yediyah, here Rosh Lakish does not answer that way. Here Rosh Lakish has to say a new Torah that goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, Zechurat Sestira, Kasha, Rabbi Yechon, to Rosh Lakish, and to Rosh Lakish. So Mora says that Tzadka Daitik, we thought, Kan also, who are Din L'chol HaTorah Kula? When Rabbi Yechon says that Kan also, here they made a Sofik Yediyah like a Vadi Yediyah, it's not only here, But he meant to say that's his shita. Here and all over, a Sufik Yediyah is considered like Yediyah. If so, Kashid Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yaspir, and Rabbi Yechonon, Kashid Rabbi Slokish, other Rabbi Slokish. So when it says Bishleim, Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon, there's no stira. Le Kashid Kan Osu, Ava Vachol HaTorah Kulu Loi. And Echlami, before Rabbi Yechonon hold that a Sufik Yediyah is not called like a Yediyah. I hear he says it is. It's only here and no place else. My time, what's the reason? Hoche Gabi Tum over here, by Yechus Tum, Sivit says, Vinela Mimenu, Vutonei, Yediyah Diyispo, Nami Sofik Chayiv. Any type of Yediyah you have, you Chayiv with. Chayiv Kuro, it's only over here to say that a Sofik Yediyah helps. Our Bechor Torah Kulik, Siv, all of it says, Hoy Hoy De Lov Chatosai. We need to say, Yisla Yediyah Udim Chayiv. If you know for sure that you were Tomein, then you Chayiv. But a Sofik Yediyah is not called Yediyah. Therefore, there's no fear in Rabbi Yechonon. Only over here, by this Hilchos Tumah, based on Migdash, does he hold a Sofik Yediyah is enough. But all over here, you have to have a Vada Yediyah to Mechalik from one carbon to another carbon. El Luchur, it's a fear in Rashlokish Kasha. That Adam Mukum, what do you have to say? His brother goes according to Mishmuel. It says you do not have to have Yediyah at all. Look, Makrev, let us go and call to Rabbi. And you tell me, according to Rebbe, that his Sofik Yediyah is like a Vada Yediyah. Samara says, no, Hokam Master wants to teach us that Rabbi Yishmael Namele Boy Yediyah Betchila. That he's teaching us this, you said that there is a Mount Yom Rabbi Yishmael that holds that Vilchas Tum is Pesa Mikdash, you do not need Yediyah Lekachila to be Vichai Bekorvin. For the more that is Kiddush, Hokamas Nisa is the Pharaoh's Mishnah. The Tanan we learned, Rabbi Yishmael Loima, the Pesach says, Benelam. Shtei Pomim, he is the Chayiv Alehelem Tuma, the Alehelem Mikdash, that even though you only forgot that you were Tomei, you forgot it was a base Mikdash. Meaning to say, do not have to have Yediyah Betchila. Rashi says, Midavkev, Hani Trei Venelem Lahach Trosha, Al Molest Le Yediyah Betchila, the Yediyah Tuma, the Boy Betchila, the Saif, the Mafrielem Mehach Trei Venelem. That's what the Gemara says in Shavuos, you have to have Yediyah Lechatchila. You have to first know that you are Vadi Tomei, and then you forget and you go to the Beis Hamikdash, it's only because you dashed the words Vanellum Vanellum. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, since he dashed these two words Vanellum Vanellum or something else, he does not need Yediyah Lekatchila. So we know that already Rabbi Shmuel sheet is that way. So why is there a Shlokash have to teach us this way? So Moshe says, no, Yitzchak, we need it. Because otherwise, Falko Dadachim and Rabbi thought to say, Nikra Lesley, true, he doesn't know from these Tukim. But in the Gemara Islay, maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds from the Gemara from a Kabbalah that he also holds maybe after have Yediyah Vadois to Mechayiv you is Kamashmon. That's what Shlokas Chiddush know. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, you do not have to have Yediyah Vadai, even though you never knew you were Tomei, and you went to the Beis Hamikdash, and later you realized that you were Tomei, you have a chiv to bring a korban. I love a yerid. Says the Chiddush for Shlokas, he could have said a Sofik Yediyah is enough. You want to say a big Yechidah, it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, the road, you do not need a Yediyah at all. Now the Mishnah says, let's say Chaylev v'Neisar l'fonav. Somebody had a piece of Chaylev in front of him, and a piece of Neisar. And Rashi says, Uksav, the person thought that Shneim Shumad Atera, both of them, both pieces, are mut, you allowed to eat them. They thought they're both kosher meat. But really, one was Chaylev, one was Neisar. V'yochalachim, he ate one of the two. V'yeni Yedei Ezim Yemochli, he's not for sure which one of the two he ate. Kitzi doesn't know which was the name of the Yisr, but he knows for sure now that he ate an Yisr. Or else, let's say, a similar case could be Ishto Nido V'Yachoysa Ima Babayis. His wife, that's a Nido, is in the house, and also he has a sister in the house also. Shodak B'Yechme made a mistake and lived with one of the two, and V'Yenya Dei Lady is not sure V'Yezmem Shodak, which one he lived with, he's not sure. So he for sure did a Chet V'Shogeg, and he's not sure whether he was boiling Nidor or whether he was boiling sister. A similar case would be Shabbos v'Yom Kippurim. One day first, let's say, was Yom Kippur, or first day was Shabbos, then it came Yom Kippur, one day after another day. V'Osa Melocha Bein HaShemoshes, he did a Melocha Bein HaShemoshes. And he did now Melocha V'Osa Melocha Bein HaShemoshes, means in between Shabbos, let's say, and Yom Kippur. Moitzoi, like Ben Hashemoshes of Shabbos, Moitzoi Shabbos, going into Yom Kippur, case for Shabbos was first. And the next day was Yom Kippur, so he did a Malacha on Ben Hashemoshes. And then you're there, it's not for sure, then V'ezimim also, which one
which day was the Melacha done? We don't know. Ben Shemosh is a Suffolk, whether it was Shabbos or whether it was Yom Kippur. So B'Shas, he did the Melacha, he was a Shegi. He thought today was Choyl. He thought it was a weekday. Then later he found out what he did. So it's a Suffolk. He knows for sure it did an Aveira. But the Shal was, he's not sure whether he did a Chilul Shabbos or whether he did a Chilul of Yom Kippurim. Another case. So the Mishnah says, Reb Elezer Mechayev Chatas. In all these cases, Reb Elezer, all the Chayev Chatas. Even though you did not know for sure what the name of the Chet was, but as long as you know for sure you did a Vadei Chet, you have a Chiyah to bring a Korban Chatas. For Reb Yeshua Poit, Reb Yeshua holds no Yepota. We'll see in the Gemara why Rashi says, the Potter says, Asher Chot Abo, Ad Shivod Lebemachot. A person has to know exactly for what Chet he did to bring the Korban. And here we have a doubt, he has a suffix, what was the name of the Chet? He's potter from the Korban Chattis. So that's the Machlekes of Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, Lenech Luku, they don't argue, Alois Melocha Ben Hashmoshes Shu Potter. If he does the Melocha Ben Hashmoshes, that for sure is potter. Even though this was a Ben Hashmoshes between Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, and like for sure it did a Melocha on the Yom that's awesome, still he owes this potter from the Korban Rabbi Yosef. Why? Shani Yom, because I have a right to say that Mitzvah Sosa Hayom or Mitzvah Sosa Lamochom is Ben Hashmoshes, like after Shkia until Pesach Chovim, is like a Sofik, whether it's called today still or whether it's called tomorrow. So when he did the Melocha right now, Ben Hashmoshes, you have a tzad to say the beginning of the Melocha was still Shabbos, and by the end of the Melocha it was already Yom Kippur. So it comes out on each day you only did a Chatzi Melocha, therefore Chatzi Shkia you put it from the Korban. He would say it's not a Vadei Chet, you put it from the Korban. Amma Nechluku, where is the Machlekis, according to Rabbi Yosi? Amma Nechluku, where does Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua argue? Alois a Melocha B'Teich HaYom, a person does a Melocha in the middle of the day. Because the end of your day is not for sure in B'Shabbos Tosim Yom Kippur Moso. Again, we refer to with Shabbos then Yom Kippur. And B'Shabbos, he did the Melocha, he thought it was Choyl. Then later, 2 days later, he realizes either I did a Melocha on one of those 2 days, and he's not sure which day he did the chet. So that's the case where the machlokes is whether he's chayav chatas or not. That Rebbe Elezer holds yichayav, because for sure he was mechalal either Shabbos or Yom Kippur. And Rebbe Yeshua says, no, yipotah, you do not know for sure which one was the chet. Or else another case would be the machlokes. Oy al ho'isa, a person for sure did a melacha on Shabbos, let's say, but then your day is not for sure, me'en eza melacha also. Which type of a melacha he did, that he's not sure about. The Rashi says he's not sure whether he did a Maisa Harish, whether he plowed the ground in Zoraya, whether he seeded the ground. So he has a doubt which Melach he did. So that's the Machlokes. For sure he did a Chet. So according to Rabbi Elezer Yechayev, according to Rabbi Shua Yepot, you did not know what was the name of the Melach. So it says there, on this case of Rabbi Elezer Yechayev Chatas Rabbi Shua Poita. So that's the Rabbi Yisrael and the Machlokes. The Ben Hashmosh as he holds the report according to everybody. Om Rabbi Yudhibyud says now, Poitra Hoya Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, and he holds your potter in this case, Afmi Yoshim Toli, even potter from Yoshim Toli. We'll explain exactly what the case will be of Yoshim Toli. But even a similar case, we have a suffix. You do not know what the shame of the Easter was, and there's a suffix whether you did the Easter or not, you'll be potter from Yoshim Toli also. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Shazuru Yomrim, they both say that, Lo Nech Laku, they do not argue. If there's something that's Mishem Echon, as Rebbe Elezer, that he holds, you don't have to have Yivod of Machot, and Yeshua holds, you do have to do it. They don't argue, Adovishu Mishem Echot. Rashi says, Kugurin, let's say, Shtei Ilonis, you have 2 trees. Shomenechot upon him, you have 2 apple trees. It's only a subject, he doesn't know from which tree did he pull off the apple. But he knows for sure later that he pulled off a tree on Shabbos, and he knows for sure it was an apple tree. Even though he's not sure from which tree, then everybody agrees that he would be chayiv. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that's called hoida lov chatos. He knows he did a chet of picking off on Shabbos. Did everybody hold you chayiv? Amar nechlekul, where is the machlokes Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Adov eshu mishum beis shemus, what has 2 names on it. So Rashi says tupshat and what does shnei shemus mean? Either means kugoyin sofik kotza sofik tochen. We have a doubt whether he did a malach of cutting something off the tree, or whether he did the malach of grinding it. Or else the number says a big chiddush. The could even be sofek tainim, sofek anovim. He has a doubt whether he pulled off figs or whether he pulled off grapes. Even though it's the same malach of picking off but still he has a suffix. What was the tree? What was the name of the pre? That's also called Shnei Shemus. Here's the Machlekes. Shereb Lez Mechayiv, because the Ma'is, you know for sure you did a chet. Here Lez Mechayiv Yuchatis, but the Bishu appointed, according to Bishu, we know, you have to know exactly what was the shame of the Malacham. And according to Rashi's second shot, even though the Malacham was Kaitzer, but you have to know exactly what type of a pre you kicked off. Omri Rav Yehuda, Yehuda says, Afilu niskar bin lukatenim, even a person had in mind to pick off figs. Velikat anovim, by mistake, he picked off grapes. Or else the opposite way, anovim, he had in mind to pick off grapes. Velikatenim, by mistake, he picked off figs. Or else shcheris, he had in mind to pick off black ones. Velikat levonim, by mistake, he picked off white ones. Or else the opposite way, likai levonim, he had in mind to take off white figs. Velikat shcheris, he took off black figs. It is also machlekes that according to Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Chatzis, because lady found out for sure he knows he did a chet. Rabbi Yeshua points up, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is still Yepotam. Since you have a doubt, or it was laying his cabin, and what you didn't do, what you wanted, Yepotam according to Rabbi Yeshua. So this is a big chiddush that if you the holes, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Yepotam over here. And the Gemara will see the exact case the Gemara says is that he had really in mind to take off both, black and white. Because he thought that he had in mind first to take off the white, then to take off the black. And the mice, when he went to do it, he did it the opposite way. First he took off the black ones, then he took off the white ones. So he holds Yepotah, since it was not Maskai and Machshavtoi, it's not exactly the way you want to do it. So he holds according to Mishu Yepotah. Now the Mishnah says, Omer Reb Yehuda, some have the girsa, it should be Omer Reb Shimon. The Gemara we have, our girsa is Omer Reb Shimon. Shimon says, Tamani, I wonder, how could you say that pshat? Tamani, Im Omer Reb Lezer, Tamani Im Potter Bar Reb Yeshua. He wondered, is it really true that Reb Yeshua would have a say Yepotah in such a case? That's also considered a case of like Yepotah from Achatis, because it was learned in this kind of Shaftai. Because he says, Im came, if so, somebody has a question, Loma Nema, why does the Pasuk have to say Ashachotah Bo Pratla Masasik? We know we have a special Pasuk to say the Masasik. If you think you're doing one thing and it comes out you're doing something else, that Yepotah, a special posuk hashachotabo, prat la misasik, where you're not miskavim to do what you wanted to. The case there is in the miskavim, let's say you had a mind to cut off a cucumber that was already picked off ready, and by mistake you cut off a cucumber that was attached to the ground. The case Yepotah, that's called misasik. So the question is, if you hold the current of Yeshua, Yepotah in such a case, even though what? You're not misasik. That you had a mind to cut off both the shcheris and the vinus. Because you did it the opposite way, that's also called the Pturim. So if you put it over here, then for sure you put it by real Misasik, where you didn't have intention to do what you planned to do, like we'll see in the Gemara, all the cases of Misasik. That gets a question, like, what do you have to have a Pasuk HaShachotabo, Prat the Misasik, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you put it anyway. That's Rabbi Shimon's question, and Rabbi Yehuda, Avada, Rabbi Lezer, would not, Rabbi Yeshua, would not hold you put it in such a case. Avada min Asami Vichaye Bechatis. Only in other cases of Misasik, we did not have intentions at all to cut. You had intention just to pick something up that was already cut off before. And now you went to cut it off, that's when you put them. But over here, where you have intentions of picking off the figs, just instead of picking off the white ones, you pick off the black ones, then avad you'd be chayiv achatis according to Rabbi Yeshua. That's the way Rabbi Shimon learns. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Monashok is chayiv achatis na mishnah. Monashok, Rabbi Eliezer is the one that says he's chayiv. I chaylev ocha chayiv. Monashok. The case of the mishnah was there was chaylev and ois in front of him, and he ate from one of the two, and later he does not remember which one of the two he ate from. So Rabbi Eliezer holds chayiv achatis. What's a monashok? I noiser ochal chayiv. If he ate chaylev, I chaylev ocha chayiv. I noiser ocha chayiv. Whichever one of the two he ate, he's chayiv achatis. So monashok is chayiv achatis. Or else, he ishta need to both live with his wife. There was a need. He's chayiv. He achayis the bol is chayiv. He b'shabbos osam loch chayiv. He b'yom kippur osam loch chayiv. But monashok ablezol is yivadid did a chet now. The shas he did it was a shaygig. But now he realizes that yivadid did a chet. So pshit is chayiv achatis. On this, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says back, no. Hare yuwaim what the pasuk says. Ashechot abom. So we dashin at shivod aloy b'machota. Pasha says by chiv chatis you only chayv ashechot abo if you know exactly what the chet was. But here that you don't know exactly what the chet was, So according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're potter from Echatis. For the more Rabbi Lezer, hi bo my yovel, what does he do with this poska shechot bo, which is mashmi, you have to know exactly what chet you did. I, according to Rabbi Lezer, even if you don't know exactly which chet, as long as you know for sure you did a chet, you chayev Echatis. So what does he do with the extra word bo, hashechot bo? So more answers, Rabbi Lezer holds this, mi boyele pratla mesasik, he uses this word, hashechot bo, to exclude a case of mesasik. Rashi says here, mi boyele pratla mesasik, going the case of niskav in lezu. He had in mind to cut off, let's say, this apple. The yosach harrison did something else. That's where you put them. But over here, where you had in mind to eat this piece, shos b'shas mais, you thought it was mutter. Later, we find out what you ate was awesome. But so mice, when you ate it, you had in mind to eat that. Just you do not know which issa you did, there you chayev echatis. But over here, where you had a mind to do one thing, and you came out, you did something else, that's misasa, then you potter. So the kids, according to Rabbi Lezer, Rashi says, even by Shabbos, the reason why misasa is potter is because of this pasuk hashechot bo. Even though we'll soon see another Gemara later, we'll soon see next Gemara says that by Shabbos, there's another sword to say you potter. There's a sword you need melechas machshevis on Shabbos, and these things are often not called melechas machshevis misasa. But still, according to Rabbi Lezer, the p'tur is, because of this pasuk hashechot bo, pratla mesasik. Only when you did one thing, and you did not have intentions to do it, you thought you wanted to do something else, that's when you potter. For the case where you ate this piece, and you did what you had intentions to, so later you have a suffix, whether it was chelav or noisa, according to Rabbi Lezer, you chayev echatis. The other Gemara says, mesasik to my, where does Rabbi Lezer really need the pasuk to say that you potter? What type of mesasik are we talking about over here?